backward, forward 5 days. Then again connect. You go all the way, like papatam, pihakam, kilomakam, yakana, hadiyam, wekam, atimesa, ati, narumanta, taso, danta, nakaloma, keta, once. Then connect. Keta loma, nakadanta, taso, manta, naru, ati, atimesa, wekam, hadiyam, yakana, kilomakam, pihakam, papatam. Then, elowe mula
pe. Hode, hode.
So, the version is exactly, is just reading it. It's exactly like the one doesn't have this. This is very clear. It's very easy to follow.
Here, it's good knowledge, pe, belowe. Ho, apoga, da, auka, sei, apoga, ta, kare, sei, ame. Piro, apote, jin, di, nauka, ne, apote, ame. Apote, pima, takutuku, sei, ame, wapya.
ဒီကုရမနာဒီကုရမောဒုကပြန်ဆင်းဆက်အခုဒီဆုံးပြန်ဆင်းရမယ်ဒီကေတလောမအဂုစွာဟဒိယကေတလောမနခဒန္တတသမန္တနာရောအာထိအာထိမေဆဝေကဟဒိယယကနကီလောမကပြကပပတ်အဟဒိယယကနအဲ့တော့နိုင်ရပြီတူပြင်းကငါရဲ့ဖြစ်ရောမလားရှိတယ်ရှိတော့ပြန်ဆင်းတယ်သူတို့သူပေါင်းလို့ဗျာမပေါင်းသေးဘူးမပေါင်းဘူးပြန်ဆင်းခဲ့ဗောအရင်ကလေဘက်ကအာထိမေဆအာထိနာတော့မန္တတသောတနာနာကတော့ကေတာရောက်ဗျာအပကုပေါင်းမှာကေတာရောက်
kiyamu api ara
etwa ngai no apya ngai
piro elo apya ngai
apada ngai no apya
timba phaya
piro adwa apya
dilo ho yakana era kitalama nakaranta te samantana ro athi athi sabe ka hariya kana kilo ka biya papa ka papa ta biya ka kilo ka ya
adiya wa ka adi me sa adi
na naru mata sadanta nakala ma
kita
e elo be elo so now ma dise yi kitalama nakaranta te samantana ro athi athi sabe ka hariya kana kilo ka biya papa ta na se me se ngai elo be
e atwa ngai ya ngai ya bong ngai ya be ka anu ko elo pero ya na ya ba tu yi na ta ka ngai ya
How many days you all got up till now? You all did up to Hariya Yakana Kiloma Piyakam Papatan. Third line, how many days?
Altogether 38.
30 days is only two lines. Then he did the third line.
He did it going backwards.
Forward and backward.
The whole 13 is another 30. Because you do just 15 days, just adding the new group, and then you do 15 days adding all three groups. Yeah. The whole third thing is another 30 days altogether.
60. 1, 2, 3 is 60. Are you 60 years
old,
Pia? Yeah. Oh, man. How
many people, Pia? 60 years old. 60 years old. 60 years old. 60 years old. What kind of numbers is that?
Matalonga, Pinsa.
Then you will bear them. 15 verses give 65. What
kind of numbers is that? Two more, Pia. 60 and Miami. How many days you got it?
Okay. If you look, you know, it's in six groups.
Yeah.
The very first group is 15 days. Uh-huh. All the rest is 2 through 6 are all 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would give you 15 and then 30 times 550, 165 overall. That's how I'm breaking it up. When I'm doing it. So then you can just figure out in each one of those 2 through 6 is broken up into 2 15 divisions.
သူတို့ကဖျက်ပြီးမှပြေးထတာငားရင်ငားရင်ငားရင်ဘယ်လိုလုပ်ရမလဲဆိုတော့
ဘယ်မှာပြေးထားမလဲ
အကုန်လုံးပြေးထတယ်ခင်ဗျာဘယ်လိုပြေးထတယ်ဆိုတော့ငါတို့ကဒီပါဠိလိုပြေးထတယ
်ပြီ
တော့အင်္ဂလိပ်လိုပြေးထတယ်ခင်ဗျာအဲ့ဒါပြေးပြီးမှအနည်းကဘယ်လိုလုပ်ရမလဲဆိုတော့ဒီငားရင်ငားရင်အကုန်လုံးဒီပထမတက်ဆိုပင်စကငားရင
်
ပြီးတော့
ဘယ်ကပြေးထားငားရင်
ဟုတ်ပဲကသင်္ချာင
ါ
အပြန်ငားရင
်ဆေး
ဆေးဘုရင
်ဒီကနေ့ခုဟုတ်30မဟုတ်လား
တင်ပါဗျာ
ရဝကဒီကနေ့တစ္ဆာပြန်30တော့
30
ပြီးတော့သူတို့ချင်းတခါပေါ်နေတော့55ရမယ
်55ရ
45မဟု
တ်55ရပြီ
55ရပြီးတော့ပပတပြင်စကားကိုအတွားငားရပြန်ပေါင်းလိုက်အဲ့ဒါက55ရနဲ့ပေါ်နေတယ်မလို့ရ
နော်
ပြန်ဆင်းလိုက
်ဆင်းလိုက်60
60တော့
အေး60
60ပြီတော့တခါသူရဲ့၃ခုပေါ်လိုက်တော့ဟောအဲ့ငါးရပြန်ငါးပေါင်းငါး15ရပဲ
15ရ
60နဲ့ငါးရပေါ့
ပြီးတော့60နဲ့ငါးရပေါ့ဗျာ ခုနေ့စဉ်နဲ့ငါးရယ်ခုနေ့စဉ်ငါးရယ်ခုနေ့စဉ်ငါးရယ်ခုနေ့စဉ်ငါးရယ်ခုနေ့စဉ်ငါးရယ်ပြီးတော့ခုနေ့စဉ်ငါးရယ်နောက်တစ်ခုက၅ရယ်ခုနေ့စဉ်ငါးရယ်၅ရယ်ဆိုတော့အရေးကိုးစေပါဗျာပြီးတော့အရေးကိုးစေကနောက်၅ရယ်ပေါင်းလိုက်ရင်နောက်ဟို၁၅၀၁၅၀နောက်ပြင်ချက်ကတစ်ခုက၅ရယ်အဲ့၁၅၀နောက်
So
altogether 165 days. So, he has given you all the technique, and is it clear? 5 days forward, 5 days backward, forward, backward, 5 days. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a question about the connection. When you do that on the 16th day?
On the 16th
day. Just on the
16th? Here, the Dura Guru, here, Patama Pinsaka, ho Tiso Pinsaka, ga Sangai. Now the Hosa, now Bedoma Samis, such a name of Samela, the Sangai ne Kumtoma, Edinima Samela, such a name
of Koma Koma, Sangai, Pisgat Koma, see. Koma is over Sangai.
Peter, now the Dutiama Bedolame,
Dutia,
such a name of Lama,
they did up Yango. Did up Sakai, such a home.
Such a
did up Yango, eh?
ပြန်ကောင်းတော့ဟိုမန္တာကိုအဲ့ဒါရောက်တာကနောက်တစ်ခေါက်နေတာတစ်ခေါက်ရင်တစ်ခါရတော့အဲ့ဒီဟိုဝက်ကပြင်းကစင်္ဃရရမယ်ဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒီသူတို့ကူလျှောက်တက်ကဖျက်ပြီးပထမတစ်ခုပြီးတော့ရောဖျက်နောက်မှဒုတိယမှာမန္တန်ကအဲ့အခုစင်္ဃရလုပ်ပြီးပြီစက်ချောက်ရနေမှာမန္တန်ကစမယ်လားဖျက်မန္တန်မစနဲ့ပြီးသားစားပါပြီးသားစားမှာပေါ့နော်ကိတာကိတာမကြားနေမလိုက်ရဘူးစက်ပါ
So
the connection on the 16th day, this is the connection is Ketalama Nakadanta Tesso Mantanaru Ati Ati Mesa Weka. This is on the 16th day.
Okay,
can
you just do it
one more?
Only Ketalama Nakadanta Tesso, only once. Just once.
On the 16th, and then the next connection once on the 31st?
No. On the 16 days, you if you have finished this, right? Yeah.
If you consider each group life as a floor, and it's the floor you're going to work on that floor for the week. Only once you have the final stairs to get to that floor, and then you do your work. And 15 days later, you've finished your work on that floor, and only once you climb the stairs down. You follow it? Yeah.
Because you don't have to. See, from the back, if you go just for the connection, go from the backward, and then always the connection is from the Kita, you see, it will always come from Kita Lama. But from the back, you have to go and connect it with Kita.
Well, yeah, she's having a misunderstanding about it, and maybe it's something else that people are misunderstanding, and that is that you, on the first day, you don't just recite it one time, or you don't just recite it five times, you recite it for an hour, or 2 hours, or at intervals of an hour, or whatever, you don't just say it one time each day.
One time?
Yeah. You say it again and again and again and again the first day.
This one, the Kita Lama, the first thing? Pia di ketalama nakadan tatasoga patamani ma loi pia turo di agu patamani turo sabi pia turo benenai benekasuame eratu. අගුදි කියතලම නැකාරන්ට තසෝපිය දුර
ගායය සෝ
මෝ ගායය වටේයක බෙනනයි සෝවමෙ එරා විතු
බෙනනයි මු තනේලු ලුමියමෝ
තනේලු
සෝනේ මට පොඩ දෙක අතෝ යන්න නෝ ඔ
තිමක්
කියලා නම් මල මල යන්න තනේලු ලුමියමෝ අතවා ගායය ලුමියමෝ අපියානේ ගායය ලුමියමෝ ගායයේ කුයි අචා සිවුනෝ දෙක අතෝ දෙ පොකුය විස්සනේ ලෝමා
තනේගොන්
ตะนีกุมวะตะนีกุมตัวนะดีรู้ไม่เทนออกมาโนไม่เทนดูตรุอกุอโลโลเตมอหูล่ะพะตรุอะเปนโลเปียสรตะนีกูตะนายลอดีโลยผิดล่ะกูตัดเนี่ยบ่เลยตะเกยโลลาโลอัตโตมั้ยซวยมะนายเอาตะนีโลโลตะนีโลโลอ่ะเออปาริญเพชยาอูเลยซวยแล้วกูตัดเนี่ยโลโลพอตะเกยยาอูโลมั้ยซวยกูเทมะเทมะเทตอมาอูมาละงาจองทองจีตะเบนเนี่ยเมนโลที่
He said that now if you start the meditation, for example the first line, you have to say the first line, any amount of time you can spend, but 5 days continuously you can't do anything, the second, just the first line, 5 days continuously, no gap. 5 days. Any amount of time you have, your spare time spent on this. That's the thing she wanted to know. Yes. You don't have to do the second line. 5 days, just the five line, the first line.
What was the match that he was going through? I know she was, I think he was counting between each one. And he seemed like he was doing each one of them 5 times.
Oh.
He said he counted.
Oh, count means dead.
One day. He said one day.
Okay. That is one day. No, no, no. Each counting is for one day. It stands for a day. Shimbi phaya. Parama turo phaya ra ketalama nakaranta tasa takha. Ketalama elo phaya lo te mongla. Turo aume de te ye be ngai lo la in pi doi bo. Moho go ngai be lo ame.
Ngai ba.
Ngai.
Ati ma chile ome. Ani tasa bine ka kamatango. Chile lo shen samme mo chile de doa yo.
So he said that 5 days when you'll do, you will be able, if you do sincerely and seriously, definitely you'll get something, you'll be able to see the parts. And he said that even if you are very sincere, though you have to do 5 days, maybe on the second day you can see everything together. But it doesn't mean that you don't have to do. Still you have to do 5 days. On the second day, even say maybe some people they see right on the second day all the five together. But that doesn't mean you got it. You have to continue for 5 days.
ဒီထက်နေရတယ်ပြီးတာပဲငါရဲ့ဆယ်လုံးနေရအောင်ဆင်မလို့အောင်ပါဗျာလုံးတော့လုံးကိုလေခြင်းနဲ့ကောင်နားကြည့်ပြောပါလေတော့ရှင်ခြင်းလို့ရှင်ကောင်တန်းတို့ရအောင်မယ်ဒီထက်မထပ်ပွားလို့ဆက်စုံရှင်ဆောင်ပဲဖြစ်လာတယ်ဒါပြိပါနေမှာကိုယ်အောက်ကနေပဲလင်ငန်းကြောင့်ထုံးရတယ်ဒီပဲလေနေရင်ဒါအောက်ကနေမှာကိုယ်အောက်ကနေမှာနော်အောက်ကနေမှာနောက်ပြီးတော့ဘာဖြစ်လာမလဲဒါတက်တက်ထပ်ပွားတော့ဆက
So he said that sometimes people really get it on the first day, all the five. So that means that you are almost close to the absorption state. So, but even if you get that, doesn't matter, please, but you have to continue. So you can get the higher absorbed state, you see.
You say get the image as well as the order of words.
The parts you can see like that, you see. Some people, when they do sincerely, it is their accumulated merit. So they get it immediately. They can see the five parts just like this.
So like years ago, there were no pictures, but people just did the words and the image of how it looked came to mind.
Sometimes, see, those are, born to get like that.
So
So this practice is usually done, you know, to get detached. And this is, he said, you can do some experiment even. You can put some nail and some hair in your food and see how you feel. So you get, if you really get it on the first day, all the five, then you get the absorption is called the neighborhood absorption or excess absorption. So he said that if you do it sincerely, then you can get all the different states out of this. Yeah.
I sort of feel as we're going through this that perhaps maybe I was lost in all the trees and not seeing the forest of what's going on here. And I think I understand the process of what's going on here, but I have a few questions about what all this really means. And I feel like I could go through and spend 165 days and go through and do this, but the bottom line is I'm not exactly sure I understand the concept of what we're trying to do. And it says at the back of the last page, it says that there's nothing real or substantial in the body. And I'm wondering, maybe could you explain a little bit more about that? Because there's several things when you were going through that I was confused about. And one of them, for example, was saying the bones in the body, that the male and the female are they're the same, you can't tell the difference. But for me, that's a hard thing to grasp, because if you look at, say, an x-ray picture or something, you can tell the difference between a man and a woman's bone by looking at that. And if you have a woman who's a terminal patient and she has cancer in the uterus and you're pretending that there's no difference between the man and the woman, how would she visualize it?
I think he's talking about the normal, not the patient and all. The normal people who are quite healthy and nice, not about the terminal cases. Terminal cases is already decaying the body, that's what. Oa pya belo shaune resoro. Agu di ati go pya takha turu go. Hoa pya re maula pho pya ga belo ati go dilo bes chi di ati ga me mala yau chala belo lo ti me. Tu a pya ne re Mema ati ne yau cha ati mutubu re. Mutubu la pya. Tu a pya re.
Ayur a turu ba le ba tu de ro.
He said the healthy bone is same. It's very difficult to differentiate when you take out all the skin and the flesh and everything.
Okay, so when he's talking about visualizing the bone, is he mean just a piece of bone in front of you? Is he mean visualizing the whole skeleton? So when you were talking yesterday, you were talking about visualizing the whole thing.
When you visualize the bone means you have to visualize as much as you can see in your own body, your own bone. After then you have to go to others, you see, but first, you have to visualize here. Agu turo ga pya diha go touching. Agu at ati. Ati sura be ati go touchi amen. Ko ati go
touchi. Ko ati go tu ati go tikhar ka ko ati chi. Dhakara tu ati chi. Aduru be sura tiba. Aduru be.
So, this bone.
Da mima yu yau cha yu kwe ne da te ka diti si ne de. Men da mima yu be da yau cha yu be. Tu kwe ye da te ka diti be.
So,
kwe yu ji be sura.
So he's telling that if you make that much of, you see, research, that means you are becoming very intellectual, and at the same time, the bones are bones, whether male or female. You have to see bone as bones. In the body, you have bone. In the body, I have bone. So bones are bone. But if you do a lot of research, then it won't be practical. It will be a kind of very intellectual thing.
It's just hard because I've been trained for years as a doctor, and that's all we look at is things in x-rays and so forth. And you do see that there are differences in forms and in, you know, there are just differences between man and woman. When you study it, and
bone cells.
Okay. Now that's where, that's really what I'm after, what we're trying to visualize.
Bone cells plus cells. Isolated bone, open bone.
Tua siawin bepia, tajamolo tua priori tu siawin molo. Tua tre di yaja atine, me ma tesoro tu tire, temu tubu, nene baba, quaro quare.
Ipole tiro. Take quama qua o giama, a usura, me ma usura, but we are what is aware. Wanaganan and a taro sikube. Yaja yore, but we are what is aware, wanaganan and a taro sikube. A dube. Tada me ma yube, a yaja yuwe, a teka did the sinibi. Pogo, Pogota, yaja mamasi, permama, missi, you know. A toni de kama. Kuene yang dah memang ni ni, makue ma, aduh juga, aduh dia kagum jodoh no, tapi ni ada lo, ni 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 permainan ha, sebab ni dah tiada me, tapi lo, canggih sih dah jodoh ada, tapi macam apa, memang mesti usaha, hukum hukum melalui me, tu cah jodoh me, permainan kalau mesti ya, mampu, dia aduh dia kagum dah dia memang mampu, dia yang jamu, elu tiada me, tiada itu. Siti itu sudah percaya aku. Jalur sih mana jutu yang kebera. Kita percaya aku. Atu pilu, me yang puyau. Atu pilu tolong bi. Tapi percaya aku. Piala dekat jalur sih deh. Yang apa? Rita deh. Rita mana? Dulu bayi hamba. Piala kambing ni tu. Rita belum biar tu. Tapi memang sudah ada. Betul apa di sana? Orang kan orang tahu. Siku be. Yang jalan betul apa di sana? Mana tahu? Siku be. Tuh jen tiba kita masih. Jauh-jauh cinti, apa macam ini masih bu? Kalau beliau ni lah, kalau tidak beliau lo, pelan naja ya kan? Kalau tua beliau pelan sahaja pelan ko, tengok ko eh. Kalau ho lah, ho pada sembilan orang di bilik tiba, mau bu, ada dah, pinya kau tiba tiba, dah main main dah jauh-jauh, tua lo ye me, apa sih me lah? Mau bu duduk eh, memang le duduk jauh-jauh duduk eh, tapi permak kau tiba tu suai pada, pinu meja, pinya kau tu, dah meja tu. Pinya kalau, pihak pinya na, malu kau matua kaita, apa tena? Apa, aci sari aku tena. Tuh kita masih butuh, masih bu. Walau betul apa, dambe, jobe, dia le jobe. Jobe cenderung bangkit aja. Amo bu hari dah. Pinya kah si deh, dambe mana yang jah? Permana masih bu. Mau permana masih pinya deh, tu dah jobe. Kita masih. Sebenarnya orang di bilik tiba deh, pihak dong kancah ni ada. Ada tu top je ya, ni biar. Okey kan, macam apa? Elu cipta orang dia tahu, tapi belum macam yang aku, atau cipta orang macam apa?
Tapi orang ni pelan kan? So he's telling that even during Buddha's time, somebody came and also blame Lord Buddha.
Rita ya dia.
That he was a bhikkhu. Yahan means bhikkhu. Arita his name. So he was arguing about this, you see, that you talk that, telling Lord Buddha that, telling other people that, he's telling that there is no difference between man and woman, these are all concepts, and, but I see there is a difference, and so the people after hearing him, they went to Lord Buddha, said that, Arita is talking like this, and you teach us like this, you said that, there is all nothing but the earth, water, air, fire. The body is made up of these four elements. And now he is telling that no, the woman is woman, the man is man. How then he makes difference? So Lord Buddha called this man. He said, "Come, Arita, come. Why you are talking like this? Or you tell like that, but I see the difference. Or you see the difference. So talking like this, he tried to do so much research on this, Arita. At the end, without meditating, with his research and with his question and everything, he could not get anything. He almost became very crazy. So, Phaya is telling that with the meditation, you will be able to see yourself, you see.
It's part of the idea that all the parts that we're talking about are separately, that they're the bone and the flesh and everything by themselves and everything, that they're really all insubstantial. Could you just talk a little bit more about what it all means?
Agu phaya tu tijina ga di athi ro baro turo dare lochina da bajao lo dare lo amen di thema ba ma
Adi raga tu ada mungkin, ada raga yang bo. Tadi mili aku raga mesti mili. Raga yang raga tak pernah adu bapa kita bawa. Tak adu bapa ni me. Sesuatu raga tu raga macam tu. Raga tu ada dia kena ni dah. Alam kita tu ada dia raga tu ada mana ni seni dah. Tiada raga tu ada mungkin yang kongco. Ni yang adu ni ada dia. Raga macam ni adu bapa kuah me dia. Doa dia mesti aku kuah me. Mau dia pun aku kuah me. Tu cina tu cari dia. Era yang detail.
The main, you see, benefit of this meditation is this. If you do this meditation, then one can get rid of all the ragas, all the sensuous desire. And also one can get rid of ill will. And because, why have ill will? After all, everything is bone and hair. And then, if you know this, then definitely the ignorance you can get rid of. So to get rid of raga, dodha and moha. So these are the three things to get rid of. One, they have to do this meditation. And you, your first question is that whether everything is insubstantial. You want to know that. Is it that? Whether everything is, just now you said everything is insubstantial. You want to know.
I don't know the answer to that.
Huh? You know the answer for that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it may be the trickiness of that word substantial. Unless I'm wrong, what it's saying is nothing substantial is implying permanent.
I think it is substantial means things are empty. Things are without any entity.
Without a soul, nothing personal.
Well, maybe I meant not real.
You mean that this insubstantially has also another meaning, you know that? Not ditega paraga phaya nene tu phachi re. Daga anatta dabo myo phine de tu pyo ra.
Ini anatta phi da. Atta mo ho anatta.
Era be tu pyo ni ra di anatta tu phachi ra ga insubstantial de di ma pa re re. Eri english lo insubstantial so ro pali lo phaya anatta be phine re. Era be la re.
Haute. Anatta phi. Atta mo ho.
So this means the insubstantial thing means to understand that anatta. I'm sure you understand what is anatta.
Hello, Timmy. I'm going to do another. Then, like I did, I was saying that may I go.
So if you do this meditation, you can get rid of those three. And if you can get rid of those three, then definitely you attain your goal. Raga, dodha, moha. Raga means sensuous desire. Raga, R-A-G-A, raga. Dodha, D-O-S-A. S is pronounced as TH, no? Ill will. Moha, M-O-H-A, moha. Delusion. So if you can get this, then you can attain your goal.
Moha, avaisa, matira, aduruwe. Moha, avaisa, matira, aduruwe.
Is ignorance. Delusion. Moha is same as avesa means ignorance, same thing. Delusion or ignorance, same thing.
More specifically, delusion, isn't that really thinking that there are people there when there really aren't?
Yes.
Does that mean that ignorance?
I mean, you are not aware of it, you see. It's a kind of dullness, illusion. Deception, same thing.
You heard it. We say Lao is in para did it.
Lao is in our para.
Lao is in Nale Lamio.
Is it clear? Sir?
Yes.
Nale Vari.
Oh, Nale.
We said there were two benefits, absorption and attachment. Is the absorption necessary for distraction?
Agu phaya thuru ko phyo le mho la phaya di ha lo yin di nemait te ya ne
nemait
nemait ya me
eh nemait hoga nemait pribaga nemait eh lo nemait ya me hoga pribaga nemait hoga nemait so phaya ro langa jan chang de de ne myin de lo ba de ke ra lo ma na ka da na de so ko ta kha de myin au chi ne langa jan myin lo myin ya me a ra hoga nemait ba nemait ya me
So this means, you know, absorption here, you know, is whether you want it or not, if your meditation is good, if your practice is good, so this is means, you know, absorption here, you know, is whether you want it or not, if your meditation is good, if your practice is good, you will get it. If your practice is good, whether you want it or not, they come, you see. They automatically, they will come to you. And it is detachment in the sense that you are not attached to the body, but that is your practice, you are getting all those absorption and all these kinds of things you are getting, that is due to your practice. And for that means whether you want it or not, you do it, you get it.
But the absorption is different from the detachment. It's your question of whether concentration and...
This is a good tamadhi. He is telling that for good concentration.
Okay. So it does both
things. Yeah.
My second question is, the second day he talked about concept and reality. If you get detached from the body, does that solve the problem of concept and reality? Or
if you get detached from the?
From the body.
Body.
Does that deal with the problem of concept and reality?
Ho takaphya hore maula pinyane parama tu pare. Eri ache ma tu pyore. Degelo tu di khanda Pogane tua tu sei mi swain tua parama the ma pa to bi la phaya
parama ko mye ma le ti le mye parama le pa twa
pa twa
di kwe ni mo ma tu ba nga ba phong ma ta lo tu kwe ni da parama ko mye ti ya ko mye ni da le
so he's telling that it is only when you can you see that you, I, he, she, they are mentality and materiality is only body, mind, then it is reality. You are no more in the conceptual world. But if you still see I, mind, this, that, woman, man, then still you are in the world of the concept. So only with the practice you can get that. It is not the detachment from the body. You have to do lot of practice to see that.
Tiago ma po pyo ba. Di athu de kama ko pyo le. Aukan me ya au. Aukan me ya au le. Hoba ka paribhaga me ya twa me. Paribhaga me ya usara tamadhi ko ya me. Tamadhi kong kong ya ni. Ai cha houda mona de ti la me do. Da athu bu da lu de no. Ho paribhaga aukan me ya au thwa me. Aukan me so ra. Di le ma de thong ni de me ne myin lo. Myin da aukan me kho le. Ma myin de aukan me me ya de.
So the five finger, that is a kind of sign which is called the Oganame. That means you can see all the parts like this. So you yourself will know. You don't have to go and ask anyone whether you have progressed it or not. So if you can see like that, that means already you got a great signal for that, you are progressing. And immediately after that, you will get very good concentration, very good tamadhi. Ba tamadhi khaya phaya upisra.
Uvera tamadhi khaya.
Ta ho ni nevi ba phaya.
Ni nevi. Uvera miya anuram kudru psaan chao ayo dhwama. Ayo chao ni nevi.
So, once you progress and see these five together, then you are very close. It is called the excess or neighborhood concentration. That means it is close, very, very close.
Uzara prika ne anura ne kudru mura jiru jire. Uzara prika prika uzara veradmari prika uzara. Veradmari prika apanadmari.
Apanadmari.
Apanadmari jiru yavi sanyavi. Sanyadwa nisi megu yavu ya. Lekanai tonga timiru puale se tamme yadwa roma po. Eja tinglu edwa vi.
Ese mema yadwa ibo. So he's telling that please practice this meditation and you will know whether you are progressing or not. The signs and the symbols you will be able to see when you close your eyes, and if you can see the parts, like as you see your five fingers, that means it is very close. It is called the axis concentration or neighborhood concentration. So that means you are very, very close to the goal. And he wants you all to practice this to get that.
The first time I tried it, one of the problems was that after some time, some become very clear, but others don't become clear at all, even after many days. But just a few get very clear. Should you let go of those?
Tua di teaga tu atone reho sea winji gapia. Tua atota gabilole takataka tu amyaji ka torole tu milu yare. Now takataka di pinsaka alon tu mami bu gapia. Legu, tongu, elove tu kaung no mine. A mamine hago dilo chat hamela, mian loamela.
Mian loam. Mamina mian loam.
So try and see all the five. It will be like this, beginning. Then afterward you will get it. Senai phaya. Senai thobi phaya.
Thobi phaya. Then the dhamma pao hu sa ho. Udhan tu jen ya. Pao pao le dhamma pao hu la. Pero thim jen pao hu. Pero pero thinai, pero thinai me sura. Ti bu ya na gali. Mamiya miya miya ya upa me sui. Kupyo re te. Ogan me ya hu. Atwa me.
ဟုတ်ကဲ့မရပြီရတယ်ပြိပာနဲ့မရအောင်အထောက်အမယ်ပြိပာနဲ့ဆက်စုံမျိုးရှာဖို့ဖြစ်လာမဆက်စုံမျိုးရှာလို့ရှိရင်ကိုစကားတောက်ခဲ့တော့ထည့်ကြည့်ရမယ်သူဟုတ်ကဲ့မင်းကိုပြောပါဟောဆက်မမွေးချင်းတယ်ဒီတခါတခါတည်းပဲနေမြင်တယ်ပြိပာနဲ့မရအောင်ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့မင်းရုံးလာရင်လည်းဥစ္စာမယုံမှုတော့နဲ့မယုံမှုနဲ့သိပွားထားတော့မယုံနိုင်ဘူးရုံးလာလိမ့်မယ်ဆက်စုံလာလိမ့်မယ
Guru somewhere. Gurudwara.
So he's telling that please practice so that you can at least get something out of this practice. The first you have to try to see the five parts together. If you get that, then you can get very good concentration. And if you get that concentration, means you are approaching your goal. Ogaha Neme, he's telling you'll get first Ogaha Neme, which means that you can see five parts like you see your five fingers. And as you get that, then you have to practice more and more, then you get Edi Neme Pima Usara. Then you get the neighborhood concentration. And once you get the neighborhood concentration, then there is no way that you can come back. You have to progress. So after that, still there is another kind of concentration which is called the full concentration, apanna. So that is the full concentration. If you get that, then you got it.
So should we ideally start the visualization after the 65 days of chanting?
Then no, no, no.
But this is all through the chanting.
All through the chanting.
So that by the end of that 155 days, it should be more clear.
At least something you see, definitely. So pure at the chalse ngay low line to the name in a body upon yato villa pair, pay yam and that would have chosen a ball.
Matinia galabu puaniama, Ogan may be yarn a galabu puaniama. Nay in a yarn a beat of it. Tow in a yarn a beat of it. Ara, togo da lode. Tow in a young one in a colony, yamma, tidded the yarn. Tow in a town is Sangai's way yamma way. Sangai the sun on the low way. Ogan may yarn in air.
So he said, there are people who can get within 15 days, you see. So, and there are people they are doing for years, they are not getting anything.
Also, in California, can you show the corpse, or was that only in Burma that you did that?
I don't know about California. They saw in Burma and in India.
But in your course, when you
did that? No, I took them to India and Burma.
I did.
So he has given this instruction. Are you clear with this instruction? Yavi Pya.
Yavi. Yavi to a rule. And Yavi to a rule.
Home, even you can practice where you go and work, there also you can all the time, you see, recite mentally all the time, you see. Wherever you go, even when you take your shower, you can recite mentally. When you cook, whatever you do, just recite mentally.
I have a question about visualization. When you're saying each word, you're visualizing each part.
Mm-hmm.
I got confused when you said five, when you see your five fingers,
mm-hmm.
I thought you might have meant that it was a whole.
No,
that
no,
you
the
saw
five parts.
Oh,
no.
At once.
Mm-hmm.
At some
five parts. I mean.
Individually.
Individually, side by side, like you keep like this.
Okay, side by side,
yeah.
Not as a whole.
As a whole, the five things. Because definitely the nail will be different from here.
Mm-hmm.
And so side by side, you see. Like you see five fingers, these five fingers, they are all different in size and shape. So these are all different too, but you must see them as you see your five fingers.
So one at a time?
You have to try one at a time, and one a day will come when you will be, like he's telling that, Ogaha Neme. That means you will get that kind of signal that you can see five together. And that day you'll say, aha, I got it. But you have to try it, you see, it's not. I mean, some people, they have their accumulated merit and they get it very easily.
Mm.
And some people, you see, they have to try. So, any other
you? I was just curious. hasn't the meditation that you've been teaching us all week, doesn't the end result give us liberation from our body? I mean, isn't this the same thing? just if it's a more advanced technique, or I mean, if we stay with the insight meditation,
mm-hmm.
isn't that sufficient?
I'm sure that is very, very sufficient in, if you are doing Vipassana, that is the Satipatthana, and that is very, very good. And this is important. Some people, they are very, very interested for the purpose of attaining some kind of insight. Through this also they get insight. And through this also it is a healing meditation. It depends upon the interest. But if you can stay with Satipatthana, that is the Lord Buddha even said that he attained his enlightenment with the Satipatthana. But this is also under Satipatthana. One part, because in Satipatthana there are four foundations of mindfulness. And one is the about the body, kaya nupasana. In kaya nupasana, there are many body meditation, and this is one. And this is especially in vipassana, many people, they can't see the three characteristics very easily. Unless you see the three characteristics of arising and passing, that is, all things are painful, all things are changing, impermanent, and all things are without any substance. So these three, you can easily see if you do this also. So many people, this is because something, I think here in this country this is a very new thing, but in Burma it is a compulsory thing for everyone, I think. Even a little kid, I think the kid, he or she, I'm sure everyone, they recite this one. And in nunnery, in Burmese nunnery, all the little nuns, very young, 5 years, 7 years, all of them, they are chanting this. This is the kind of compulsory thing in Burma. Everyone must know. In every nunnery, in every monastery, morning, 4 o'clock, you hear this. But see, in this country this is a kind of new thing, very new.
How do you see tesso different from mentone, skin and flesh?
Huh? Tesso is the skin, this one. And flesh, after skin there is the flesh, isn't it?
Muscle.
Yeah, all those muscles and
flesh. Say muscles is
what would the gums come under?
Huh?
The gums.
I think that is also a kind of
flesh.
Flesh. So, any other question? During Buddha's time, this was compulsory for everyone. Buddha said that, O bhikkhus, there is only eka dhamma, and that dhamma is this.
I think there's a minor misprint in the English in item 6. Liquid fat, parenthesis, serum or grease. I don't think that should be serum, it should be sebum, S-E-B-U-M. It's not, the liquid fat, I believe, is what is meant, is the oil that's secreted by the glands in the skin.
But the liquid fat is not serum?
I think it's sebum. It's produced by the sebaceous glands in the skin.
So maybe the printing.
It's not cholesterol. I think it just means skin grease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere you see them. And
you said before the people who have already accumulated merit will be easy, it will be easy for them to understand. Perhaps could you explain the idea of this accumulating merit and also the idea of reincarnation?
Oh. Accumulated merit means, now this is a present life and I am also here. Certain thing you can just get it easily. We are trying for the same job. You are trying and I am also trying. And maybe I've tried much more than you, but the job is, they gave you the job. Because maybe you have some accumulated merit from the last birth, that's why you're enjoying getting that easily. For me, everything very hard ways, I can't get it because I don't have accumulated merit. Some people, they don't try at all, but they can get things very easily. And some people, they try and try and try, but they get things, but in a very hard way. So the one who gets very easily, that is because of the accumulated merit. And also, in another way we can explain, today all of us, we are sitting here together. Why we can sit together here? Because all of us, we have accumulated certain merit together in past life, so that today we are here all together. That is also accumulated merit. And another one is that incarnation? Incarnation, okay. This incarnation is, there are three different beliefs. One group, they believe in reincarnation. Another group, they believe in rebirth. And another group, they believe in the Tibetan. They believe in carnation. I think they believe in incarnation. They don't believe in reincarnation. They believe only in incarnate. They incarnate. They don't believe they don't believe in that. They believe only in incarnation. Like the tulkus. They are the incarnation of this and that. But reincarnation is different. That is, the reincarnation means it is especially those who are searching for a permanent entity, those who are searching for something which lasts forever. There are two trends of thinking, you see. In Eastern philosophy, you'll find that there are two trends of thinking. One is searching for a permanent entity, and another is searching for a change. And those who are searching for permanent entity, they always try to think for the reincarnation. That's why sometimes they say that, like, this person is the, or say, Lord Krishna is the reincarnation of Lord Vishnu. You see, that is the very, very Hindu thought. Lord Krishna is the reincarnation of Lord Vishnu. Or Lord Buddha, the Hindu way they will think, oh, Lord Buddha, he is also reincarnation of Lord Vishnu, something like that, they talk like that. But from the Buddhistic point of view, as Lord Buddha, he comes under the category of change. He is looking for a change. He is trying to find out how he can change that universal, is the problem of his fellow beings, the humanity, about their existential despair. He saw that. And he saw that the people, they were really not happy. And therefore, he tried to solve. And his way of solving is that if he can accept change, then if everything is changing, if nothing lasts, then suffering will not last too. So that's the way he tried to go into change. He says that if you can accept change as the reality, then this suffering, this unhappiness or disharmony, conflict, confusion, everything can be changed too. If you accept change, then the disease can be cured too. There is a remedy for the disease too. Therefore, I think he was trying to find out his reality as a change. And if everything is changing, if nothing lasts for ever, and even he says that the same person cannot, even in the Western philosophy also, Heraclitus said that the same person cannot enter the same river twice. The river of yesterday is not the same of the river of today. But Buddha said a little more. The same person even cannot step into the same river twice. See? Because this moment the person and the next moment the person, they are not same. Everything there is, you see, decay and there is death moment to moment. Because from the Buddhistic point of view, we live from moment to moment. My first moment of desire, as soon as it is fulfilled, the death of that desire. So also, when the mind-body, they disintegrate, when there is no function of mind-body, when mind-body disintegrate, then it is called the death. But from the Buddhistic point of view, it is not the death. The person will be reborn again. There is rebirth. And how is that rebirth? They don't believe that anything lasts forever. There is nothing that you find lasting in both in mind body. In the mind, everything is changing. There is ceaseless change in the mind, ceaseless change in the body. Though there is ceaseless change, though mind body, they are in conflux, but still there is a rebirth. How it is possible? Now, the answer is that in our day-to-day life, we do so many actions. In our day-to-day life, we perform actions. We perform actions through our speech, through our deed, and through our thought. So in this speech, deed, and thought, all our, you see, things are not wholesome. And if we perform the wholesome action with these three doors, then the result will be wholesome. But sometimes we don't do that. Therefore, we accumulate the karma, which is like force, a kind of force. So that, due to that force, there is the rebirth. Though they do not believe in any kind of permanent entity, though they do not believe in any kind of, you see, substance, but they believe in one thing, they believe in the karmic forces. That what I am doing today, I am, you see, creating my future. And what I am now, it is due to my past. So past, present and future, they are connected. There is no gap till I attain my enlightenment. It is always like a cycle. My past is now my present, and my future, I am giving a shape for my future. I am working for my future. Because whatever I am doing, there is the bank for my, you see, action. There is the bank. If I am doing good work, then it is going in the good bank. If I'm not doing good work, then it is going in the bad bank. So everything is there, and I have to pay my, you see, due. The CPA is right on my head, the last dollar. So I cannot get rid of that. See, I have to pay back. But if we, you see, meditate, we can lighten our karma. That's why he is emphasizing so much about to meditate. Now, what is that reborn? If there is nothing last, if everything is changing, then it is that which I have created that is taking a new shape. So there is the rebirth, there is no reincarnation. To reincarnate, you need something to stay forever. So those people, those who believe in reincarnation, they believe in substance, they believe a permanent entity, they believe that there is a soul is there, and that soul no one can touch, no one can destroy, no one can burn, no one can wet that soul. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita, I'm sure you know very well. And in Bhagavad Gita, when Lord Krishna was giving advice to Arjuna, why you are not fighting? Go and fight for your right. So Arjuna was telling that, no Lord, I'm not going to fight because I don't want to kill the kinsmen, I don't want to kill my relatives, I don't want to kill my friends. I don't know why I have to kill all these and why you are advising me. So Lord Krishna said that you cannot kill anyone because the permanent entity, the soul, when they will die, that means they will change their old clothes
and they will wear a new cloth. It is exactly like changing the old to the new, and the soul will be there, the Atma will be there. But in Buddhism, it is totally different, because Lord Buddha, he was trying to solve the problem of the humanity. Out of his compassion, he tried to, you know, find the remedy for the dissatisfactoriness. And he did it by giving us the theory of dependent origination, that is, one thing depend on the other. Nothing happens without a cause. Everything has a cause. And that theory is the theory of cause and effect theory. Therefore, if there is suffering, suffering must have a cause, and cause is craving. And why we crave? Because we are ignorant, you see. These are the three root things. But actually, that theory, it is the 12, you see, links are there. Yes, there's the 12 links are there.
You know, we have a popular saying in English that every 7 years the body is completely changed, that every 7 years there's nothing left over. And that's a very popular thing. I mean, we don't take it any further, but just about everybody's heard that, that 7 years from now, nothing that I have in my body here will be there. It will all be new and different, but it will be there depending on what's here now.
If only the craving
then
what makes us to be
reborn
again?
Yeah, due to craving, so we do certain actions, and due to craving we have so many different desires, endless desire, and if those desires are not fulfilled, then we do more and more. In that way we perform wholesome action and unwholesome action, superior action, neutral action. So due to all these different actions, the people today, we see inequalities, you see.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.